"That's strange," said the boy, as he tried once again to read the burial scene that began the book. "I've been trying for 2 years to read this book, and I never get past these first few pages." Even without a king to provide an interruption, he was unable to concentrate. He still had some doubts about the decision he had made, but he was able to understand one thing. Making a decision was only the beginning of things. When someone makes a decision, he is really diving into a strong current that will carry him to places he had never dreamed of when he first made the decision. "When I decided to seek out my treasure, I never imagined that I'd wind up working in a crystal shop," he thought. "And joining this caravan may have been my decision, but where it goes is going to be a mystery to me." Nearby was the Englishman, reading a book. He seemed unfriendly and had looked irritated when the boy had entered. They might even have become friends, but the Englishman closed off the conversation. The boy closed his book. He felt he didn't want to do anything that might make him look like the Englishman. He took Urim and Thummim from his pocket and began playing with them. The stranger shouted, "Urim and Thummim!" In a flash, the boy put them back in his pocket. "They're not for sale," he said.
"They're not worth much," the Englishman answered. "They're only made of rock crystal, and there are millions of rock crystals in the earth. But those who know about such things would know that those are Urim and Thummim. I didn't know they had them in this part of the world."
"They were given to me as a present by a king," the boy said. The stranger didn't answer. Instead, he put his hand in his pocket, took out 2 stones that were the same as the boy's.